Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Menachos, Parches, Mishnah Bava, Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is our being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zach Refayin Ruzi V'Kalkon B'Karav Mamish. Now since the beginning of the parak, we've been discussing the Nesachim, which is basically Menachos and wine libations, and we already learned a bunch of Mishnayos about the flour and the oil. What's good flour? What's not good flour? What's good oil? What's not good oil? And now we move on to the wine. So the Mishnah says, "Uminayin Hoyim Vinas Ayayin." From where would they bring the wine for the Nesachim? Krusayim V'Hatulayim Alpha Layayin. These two places. The wine that came from there was Alpha. That was the best wine. Shnilahem, secondary to them, was based Rimu, based Lavan. Bahar, this was in the mountainous regions. And Ukfar Signa, Babika, that was in the valley. That was out in the fields. Those are the top two qualities of wines. Now, Kalaratzis Hayik Sheirois, all lands are kosher to supply wine for Nesachim. El Mikano Himivin, it's just that these are the places that they would get it from because this was the best wine. In Mivin, wine for Nesachim is not allowed to come from the following fields. Loimi Beis Valim, not from a field that had to be fertilized. Loimi Beis Ashlachin, not from a field that had to be irrigated. That had to be watered, and not from vines that had other things planted in between the vines. None of the wine produced from these grapes is top quality. However, if the wine was from here, so it was used for Nesachim, kosher, it's still kosher b'diavad. Furthermore, in Mivin, El Yoistoin, no bringing wine from grapes that were El Yoistoin. In Greek, this means sun. In other words, they took the grapes, put them in the sun to get extra sweet, and no using wine like that for Nesachim because it's too sweet. Vimhevi, however, if it was brought for Nesachim, kosher, it's kosher. Now we have another thing which is machlaikas, in Mivin, Yashan, Divei Rebbe. Rebbe says no bringing old wine, which is wine that's more than 12 months old. According to him, it lost a little bit of its redness. And the Pasuk says, Al Teir Yayin Ki Is Adam. So we see the wine has to be red, and this is not the reddest wine, so it can't be used for Nesachim. Or Zacham Machshirin, the Chum says Kasher, 100% no problem. Another din, Ein Mivin, no bringing wine for Nesachim. Loi Masoik, not if it's sweet wine, meaning naturally sweet grapes, that's considered inferior. Vloima Ushan, not if it's smoked. Vloima Voshal, not if it's cooked wine. Vim Hevi, and if this was brought for Nesachim, Pasul, it's totally possible. Also, in Mivin Mahadalios, no bringing wine from grapes that were on vines that were hanging down. Elamin Horeglios, only from Roiglios, which is like the word regel, feet. In other words, the vine has to be on the ground. That produces the most choice grapes. And also, Minakram Mavudim, it has to be from worked vineyards. And this means that these vineyards were worked twice a year. There was some sort of digging that was done around the base of the vine, and holes were made so it could catch rainwater. It's only from these types of vines and these grapes that are allowed to be brought for Nesachim. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, continue to discuss this. They wouldn't gather the wine for Nesachim in large barrels. Large barrels ruin the taste of the wine. It's not as fine when it's stored in these big barrels. El b'chavias ketanos, only in small barrels or small pitchers. Also, ve'inu malis chavias ad pien, no filling the barrels all the way up to the top, because we want the smell, the scent, to waft out. And if it was filled all the way to the top, then whatever scent was coming out just got blown away by the wind, and it didn't waft out. So the wine had to be filled a little bit below the top, so there could be a great scent and smell and aroma coming from it. Now, enimavi, also, wine for Nesachim is not to be brought, loimipia, not from the mouth of the barrel, meaning not from the top part, because of the kamachim, this is like the word kamach, and it's referring to these little white pieces that would float to the top of the wine, so that's not the choicest part of the wine. Volaimi shuleha, not from the bottom part of the barrel, because the sediment sinks there. Elamevi mishlisha ume emtsa'a. Rather, it was brought from shlisha, which is the middle part of the barrel, and from the middle part of that, and that's the finest wine of this already fine wine. And the way that they would do this is by placing a spout in the middle of the barrel. Now, ketzeru baidek, how would he check to make sure that nothing that we don't want was going into the wine that was actually being used for the Nesachim? So a gizbar yoshev akana biyadai, the gizbar, the treasurer who's in charge, he would sit and he had this rod in his hand. Akana specifically refers to a measuring rod that the gizbarim used to carry around, and he would watch the flow of wine from the barrel into the pitcher that was going to be used for the Nesachim. And zarkes hagid, if the flow of wine had a gid, which means if it started developing a line of sediment that was flowing in with it, vehikish bakane, so the gizbar would strike with the kaneh, and that would notify them to stop the flow so that no more wine came out. He says, and we don't paskal like him, if wine had these little flower pieces floating on the top, puzzle, it's not allowed to be used for menachas at all. Because the pasuk says, so we see that the mincha has to be tamim, it has to be pure and unblemished, there can't be anything wrong with the flour or oil. And also says, that the nesachim have to be pure. And he holds that this wine that has kamachim is problematic. So no using it for menachos, but as we said, we don't paskin like him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.